So it's bedtime story for Ella. Good night.
Good night.
And I love you.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you.
Are you goofing?
No.
Don't be goofing now.
I'm not goofing.
Right.
I don't have sleep time.
Going as well. Go to sleep then time. Okay, so this is the continuation of the story's favourite Irish legends, best loved tales from Ireland. And this is the book is published by Gil Macmillan. And this story is called The New House. So the children were very excited when they heard that they were going to move to a new house. Now that the twins were getting bigger, there didn't seem to be enough room in the cottage for all the family. The children were delighted to hear that their granny would be coming to live in their old home. That means we will see her every day, said Ronan. The children loved their granny, and they especially loved to hear her stories. And what's more, we will have stories every day, said Sinead, hugging her brother. The family were very pleased with the plans for the new house. Everyone looked forward with great excitement to the day when the building would start, and the twins began to plan how they would decorate their own room. One day, Daddy, Granny... Yeah, Rabbit? Well, that's all right, because we're reading the story, but close your eyes and try and go to sleep anyway, all right? Finger out your mouth, please. Good girl. One day, Granny came to visit. The children told her of their plans, and all was well until Granny asked where the new house was to be built. It's to be built at the top of the field near the cottage, replied Ronan. Granny didn't seem pleased to hear this. It is a beautiful place to build a house, isn't it? Said Sinead. We will be able to see the sea from the door, and we will be able to visit you every day. Why aren't you happy, Granny? Granny hurried to speak to the children's father. Eamon, she said, you can't build your house at the top of that field. The fairy people live there. The fairy people.
What fairy mean?
The little tiny people. The little tiny people about that size that live in between the flowers. Sorry, the fairy people live there. No one must ever disturb those bushes in any way. Cut a single branch and you will never again have any luck. Elaine just laughed. That's only an old story. No one believes stories like that anymore. He refused to listen to her. Their building began, and every day the children rushed home to see what had been built. And every night they talked and planned excitedly, but they noticed that Granny never joined in the conversations. On the day that the family moved into the new house, Eamon invited his friends and neighbours to a big party to celebrate. Most people were delighted to accept, but some of the older people of the village thanked him and made excuses not to come. The party was held on a beautiful summer's evening. There was plenty to eat and to drink. Eamon had organised musicians, and both young and old joined in the dancing. At midnight, a breeze began to stir, and soon it got stronger and colder until it became a howling wind. The sky grew darker and huge black clouds. Suddenly, strange hammering noises came from inside the roof. One by one the gusts left, and by now the noises were much louder and they seemed to come from everywhere. The roof and the walls and the chimney, the children were terrified. "It's the fairies and the leprechauns," they cried. Granny was right. "We must go quickly right now," she cried. Eamon was the last to leave. He looked back and gasped, and he could hear the leprechauns hammering and smashing. The house shuddered and collapsed, and then the little people disappeared in a swirl of leaves. Eamon and his family lived there for many years. What?
What is to that for?
Because you were picking your nose, you rabbit. Don't be doing that, your nose will fall off. Eamon and his family lived for many years in their little cottage. No one ever dared to touch the pile of bricks that had been their new house. And after a time, the site became overgrown with hawthorn and bushes. And the land belonged once again to the fairy people. That's the end of that story.
You're doing.
Yeah, why not?